Rivers. More Israeli strikes on Hamas targets in Gaza, including near several hospitals in Gaza City. But a pause in the violence and bloodshed is said to be coming in shifts.
Continued bombardment of Gaza overnight. The small area already subject to more than 10,000 civilian casualties, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. But some relief for those in the crossfire. The White House saying Israel has agreed to expand four-hour combat pauses in northern Gaza, creating safe corridors for civilians to evacuate.
ABC's Liz Landers. Political concern over West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin's announcement he won't seek re-election. Analysts say the move ensures Democrats will lose the seat to a Republican next year. In Las Vegas, a culinary workers union has reached a tentative deal with the last holdout hotel, Wynn Resorts. This is ABC News. No school in Andover, Massachusetts today. Teachers there on strike. Among their demands, pay hikes, paid family and medical leave, and longer student lunches. This Veterans Day, an overdue honor for a member of the greatest generation.
At Philadelphia's annual Veterans Parade this past week, the honor of Grand Marshal was given to a very special veteran who just turned 100 years old.
People actually appreciate it and show it.
Corporal Benjamin Barry served in the all-black 863rd unit and still remembers being refused service.
In our uniform representing, the United States, and they won't even let us eat in their restaurant.
80 years later, finally getting the honor and thanks that he deserves.
It's really mind-boggling and worth it.
ABC's Danny New. Prices are skyrocketing for olive oil. Its alleged health benefits boosting global demand. Prices for extra virgin olive oil in Spain, Greece, and Italy more than tripling from 2019. The Olive Oil Times says prices are likely to stay high and rise through May. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Damage from a flood or fire, sewage backup, mold remediation, or biohazard crisis. In all these situations, you need help. That's why Midwest Restoration is here for you. They're absolute experts at coming in and taking care of anything that needs to be done. For them, it's not just a job, it's personal. Dedicated to lending a hand during your time of need. Midwest Restoration, call 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST, 24/7, 365. Always there when you need them most.
Stack up on pet supplies from Menards and save 11% on everything. Come check our great selection of pet food and wildlife supplies. Chicken Soup for the Soul is a dog food made with real beef and quality ingredients. It provides well-balanced nutrition for supporting happy, healthy pets. Right now, get a 13-ounce can for just $2.49 after 11% off. Good through November 12th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state assembly passed a bevy of election-related bills on Thursday. One of the bills would allow clerks to begin counting absentee ballots the day before an election. Governor Evers said that he is ready to sign that bill if it comes to his desk. The assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One of those would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. It's now set to go before voters next year. Meanwhile, Assembly Republican Majority Leader Tyler August sounds open to changes the state Senate has made to the American Family Field Maintenance Bill.
I see no reason why we wouldn't have the votes to be able to concur on that amendment almost immediately and put this issue to bed once and for all.
The amendment increases money from the Milwaukee Brewers and lowers the contribution from state taxpayers. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo scored an incredible 54 points, and yet Milwaukee lost to the Pacers. The final, the Pacers 126, the Bucks 124. Adrian Griffin on watching Giannis at work, shooting 1 point shy of his career high of 55.
You know, it's just awesome to see someone with his length, his size, his footwork. He's going to go down as one of the greatest players to ever play this game.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have 3 games left in the season. Next week against Nebraska, followed by Minnesota, and tomorrow they host Northwestern. Badgers safety Hunter Wohler.
You know, with the talent we have in the locker room, we haven't been good on Saturdays.
The Packers head to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers. Mike Tomlin has been the Steelers head coach since 2007, a year longer than Matt LaFleur has been in the NFL.
I don't think he's ever had a losing season, which is incredible. He's the model of consistency in this league.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Daytime highs approaching 43 today under cloudy skies, northwest winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 29 tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 44 tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 35.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you, everybody. You got a nice Friday working out there. 37 in Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh.
A lot of good things going on.
Big things going
Celebrating our veterans.
Absolutely.
I can tell you, Johnny, I know last night you had to go pick up your son at O'Hare. So you could.
Which, if I never have to drive into O'Hare around rush hour
at 5 o'clock,
yeah. I would be okay with that.
Yeah.
I would be okay with that.
Yeah. It's.
And it's not even, you know, okay, you can find where you're going. I'm just shocked and amazed at how people will just zip in and out in front of you, like make double lane switches at 69 miles an hour, and wow.
Yeah, but some of you guys drive kind of slow, so.
Yeah, maybe I'm talking to the wrong person here. Yeah, maybe you'd be one of those people.
Not a lot of sympathy coming from this side of the
mic. Hey, buddy, what are you doing? Leave you. I can see that.
But no, that anyway, you had to do that, and your son. I want to get your son on the program.
He had a phenomenal time in the Czech Republic.
Right. And that,
although I got to tell you something. So remember I showed you and Todd that video of him in that little plane?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
So I go, was that one of those little two-seater kind of things? He goes, yeah. I said, exactly like the ones that we were looking at EAA.
Right.
It's like, wow.
And but that country who's flying over. I just want. And I think people, look, people can do what they want, but to have on your list, to go, he's what, 25, 26,
yeah.
You know, to do that at that age is a great experience, because once you get kids, things
he
are different.
He stayed with people, the relatives, because he's so big into genealogy. If anybody needs to know anything and everything there is to know about your family back to about the 1600, talk to Dom, because he's, what he used to do when he was in high school, you got Thursday off or whatever, teacher's convention, he would go to courthouses and diocese offices and go through the old records as far back as... That's how he'd spend his free time, researching those kinds of things.
That's cool. People used to go to Utah, Salt Lake City, right?
Yeah.
They've got the big genealogy lab there. But
meanwhile, I'm saying, he stayed with some people he never met before.
Right. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. And he said they were so nice, had sauerkraut soup waiting for him and Pilsen beer.
Welcome.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you had to do that last night. And last night we had Daryl Johnson from Daddy D Productions and Kevin Van Ness on our show talking about their tribute to the veterans. So I went to...
You know who's at my book signing the other night in Shawano?
Who's that?
The banjo player.
Oh, yeah.
Freddie.
Yeah.
He was there.
That show was terrific. It was last night at the Carr Museum, which, you know, I don't know if people have been to the Carr Museum lately, but, you know, they change that up like every few weeks. So there's got to be, I don't know, 150 cars there. There are that many? 100 cars for sure, because they got that back room too. So that is fun in and of itself. And then that show was absolutely terrific. And, You know, people were standing quite a bit during that show just because they just were so honored when they would sing, you know, God Bless America, or they would sing you know, Lee Greenwood's song.
Well, that's God Bless America, isn't it? Isn't that God? No. God,
the USA.
God Bless the USA. I'm sorry. Yep,
yeah, God Bless America is the
regular one. That's Anita Bryant.
The regular.
Remember Anita Bryant used to sing that at, like, the Miss America pageant?
No.
You don't? Do you remember that?
I remember her singing the song.
Yeah.
At Miss America, they?
Yeah, she hosts the Miss America pageant.
That's great.
Her and, what's his name?
Donald Trump?
No.
Burt Parks?
Thank you.
Oh, Burt Parks, yes.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm glad when that, because that got a little, anyway. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the veterans. That show last night was just, it just checked all the boxes, John. You would have loved it. I'm sorry you missed it, but they're playing, they got some dinner shows coming up at the Riverside Ballroom, but you got to go and Google. There's so much to do for the veterans.
This morning, actually, as soon as I'm done here, I'm going to Denmark Middle School. Bill Denny, who's their the band teacher there, who's also one of the lead guys for Big Mouth.
He's like,
which is
awesome.
Incredible. How's that to have him as your band teacher? And they do a remarkable, remarkable program honoring veterans from the Denmark area.
That is like getting an NFL quarterback to teach you in high school.
He's our high school gym teacher.
Bill's awesome. He's awesome. He loves music and kids, and he makes that connection. And man, you want to learn from a guy that loves the industry. He's the guy. He's sure not there for the money.
And I'll be doing a thing out there with Will Koken. Will Koken is a local vet from the 127, high ranking now, still in service. He set that Guinness World Record a few years ago for that furthest run with a 100-pound ruck or whatever.
Yep.
He also runs the 4th UWA, or one of the main guys that start 4th UWA, which is a program helping prevent veteran suicides.
Right.
So I'm honored to be out there this morning.
So you two are speaking?
Well, they've got a big thing, and they've got speakers, but then what they have me do all the time is do a live interview in front of everybody with their guest of honor.
You're good at that.
So, all right. And Will and I go way back. I embedded with him.
Cool.
So lots going on. Then tomorrow morning, you and I, we got a full show today. I got to tell you folks a little bit about this show.
This is going to be a fun show today, too.
Coming on at 6:30 is a great guy named Jim Vandenhoevel from Freedom. Vietnam vet, went through some really scary times. And he was part of this thing called Creative Vets, where you talk to these songwriters and they do songs. They write songs regarding your experiences.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And one of his main experiences one time when he was left alone in the jungle all by himself because his guys were supposed to come back and they didn't come back. And that's part of the song, trying to get through that one night where you know you're surrounded by the Viet Cong and you're just trying to get through the night. Then we've got John from Duck Creek. We're going to play the song.
Yeah, and we talked about that program. He tells his story to a professional songwriter. Yeah. And then they take that emotion, mm-hmm. that experience, and put that into a song. And we're going to debut that today.
Yes, it debuts today.
That's pretty cool. And his story, and I haven't heard it yet, but it's probably not dissimilar to the guy we had in yesterday. I ran into somebody last night that's like, wow, that poor guy. I said, he's really very confident and very, you know, but I mean, to be 22 years old and be alone with an M16 and like, ugh, this is it. It's him or me. You know, I mean, those are just unbelievable experiences.
Yeah.
Anyway, this song is going to be great because I'm sure there's a lot in there.
That's going to be good. So that's coming up real quick here at 6:30.
Right.
And then we've got John from the Duck Creek VFW.
Right.
We're going to be there tomorrow. They do their annual feed for veterans. It's really remarkable. And we're going to go there. We're going to record a show that we're going to air with veterans. We're going to air it on Thanksgiving, right?
Which is great. So that means we get the day off.
Well, there you go. Hopefully I'm at a deer camp that day, to be honest with you.
Oh, yay.
And then we got Mark Husen coming on at 7 o'clock. Mark, of course, from Bell and Sports Medicine. We always love having him on. And talk a little bit. We're doing a game tonight. A lot of people have been asking me, are we broadcasting a game tonight? We are. We are going to be in Ripon. We're doing the Kakana Wanakee game. Wanakee is really good. So is Kakana. So we're doing that game tonight on TV 32.
Is that the final before the championship?
Yeah, then the championship and the WIA takes over.
What division is that you're doing?
Two.
Okay, wow. Yeah. Well, that'd be a good game.
Oh, yeah, it'd be a great game. And then Mike Clemens will be coming on, talking about all those things going on in Milwaukee with Craig Council and everything like that. And then we've got Christy coming on, talking about all the things going on this weekend. And there are a lot of them. And then Todd also has a true or no contest for us. I like it. So we get a full day, folks. What, did I miss something?
Mm-hmm.
What?
The principal.
Oh, yes. Go ahead. You talk about that one. I wanted to save that one for you. I'm sorry. How did I miss that? Okay. Go ahead. This Xavier, is near and dear to you.
Yeah. Well, you were just at their school speaking.
Yeah, I spoke there at Sunday morning.
Yes. So she's
they had a very nice veterans program.
They do that.
A luncheon. And phenomenal. You know what I've got to find out from her?
Okay. Yes.
So how they made their scrambled eggs. They had one of those big things of scrambled eggs, but they were so cheesy. And they were so thick, like with peppers and onions and mushrooms. And they were the best. They gave me the biggest thing of scrambled eggs to take home. And normally you'd say, well, who was? I ran home, watched a Packer game, and ate just, it was like eating out of a trough. They were so delicious. Why can some people make scrambled eggs so good and other people make scrambled eggs that just taste?
I think it's in, there's a couple things, but one is you don't want to rush them.
Yeah.
You know, you got to take them back. I don't know that she's coming on the principal of Xavier to talk about scrambled eggs.
Okay.
I talked to her yesterday.
Now, how do you know her?
No, nor quite well. So
how do you know her?
We'll talk about that when she comes
on.
Right? So we got Sarah Meyer joining us as well. So
great.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun show today.
Awesome. This will be a really fun show. A lot of stuff going on. Conrad came back for day two. Good to see you, Conrad.
Conrad,
good to see you as well.
I thought we scared you off yesterday.
I know.
Yeah.
And then I came in this morning because we're calling him Brandon. We're looking for a nickname for you, but
yeah.
I came in and I said, "Morning, Conrad," and Todd was like impressed. He was like, "You remembered his name."
Yeah.
So, and I did.
There you go.
Actually more impressed that John got it right.
I know, yeah, right?
I mean, seriously.
All right. Does everybody call you Connie? Well, no, that's no. Let me tell you why I say that.
Listen,
the reason why I say that, did you ever watch a TV show Mad Men?
I have not.
Is like my greatest TV show of all time. Do you watch Mad Men?
This guy could be your grandkid. John.
Listen to me, though. One of the main guys in Mad Men, is the actor, but the guy he was representing was Conrad Hilton. The Conrad Hilton, one of the richest guys in the world
at the time. Yeah.
Okay? But everybody called him Connie.
People called Conrad?
Conrad Hilton Connie. That was his name. And then there's a guy that played basketball for the Phoenix Suns, Conrad Hawkins. His name was Connie Hawkins. Okay?
And then
there's a famous baseball manager. His name was Conrad Mack. His name was Connie Mack.
And then there was a singer called Connie Francis, who was a female. And I think there's more female Connies than male Connies.
No, almost every guy, no name Conrad. It's the nickname's Connie, right?
Yeah. In middle school, they call me Connie.
Yeah. I mean, that's
really normal. All right.
I think in...
Well, what do you prefer? Let's go
What do you prefer?
Well, I just go with Con, but I like Conrad, too.
Okay.
So.
Con.
All right. So no Connie. But, you know, I think that was also the name of the kid in Ordinary People. Did you see the movie Ordinary People?
I have not.
1981?
Nope.
The guy wasn't even born in 1981.
1981. But remember Ordinary People? I think it won the Academy Award for Best Picture. Donald Sutherland. Okay? Donald Sutherland.
Yes.
Mary Tyler Moore in an evil role. A very evil role. Mary Tyler Moore. Yes.
Wow.
Timothy Hutton. Judd Hirsch. It was a Todd, did that win Picture of the Year?
I think it did, actually.
Yes. Phenomenal. But the son's name was Conrad, and they called him Connie. So, I mean, that's why everybody know named Conrad. That's what
I kind of like that, don't you?
I do, too. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Okay, there you go.
Connie it is.
Well, then that's less exciting than if he doesn't mind it.
I know. Don't you guys ever say that.
Well, welcome. We're glad you're joining us here because we need a backup, and we've got some other shows that we're going to be launching, and you're going to be helping us with that. So it's great you're on board, Connie.
I think there's going to be some mornings this winter when Todd's in.
That sounds weird. I didn't like that.
All right, let's go with Con.
I'm going to call Con.
We'll go with Con.
All right, Con.
Actually, there's another guy named Conrad, Kanye Gazinski, and he went by Con, so we'll go with Con.